And how are you? Ed Raymer with you for Edwin Lee Raymer Show here on a rainy Sunday night. My guest, most of you already know, is a good friend that I've made over the years. I'm glad to have him here. He agreed to do this. Thank you so much, Stephen, for doing this. Mr. Stephen Reynolds. Stephen, how are you doing?
Ed, well, I'm doing okay for a rainy Sunday night. I know we've got a lot of listeners out there tonight.
You do. I will guarantee you.
And yes. I'm going to try to remain calm, Ed. We're going to go into some economic theory tonight, I believe, is the goal, and some local politics. And
well, a guy down at the feed store gave me some tips, so I'm going to... I'm beginning to think the guy at the feed store may...
He may know what he's talking about.
He may, yeah. You know.
So, but here's my challenge to the listeners tonight. If I'm not right about everything,
sure.
I make mistakes. Sometimes I may have the wrong information. But if anybody hears anything that they think is not factual, please call in and correct me tonight and make your case.
Sure.
Call into the Ed Raymer Show and let us know what you think about this. Because, you know, like I said, I'm no economist, Ed.
Right.
But I have read The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith.
I have not read that. To my knowledge, I haven't. I'm going to tell you I haven't read it.
Well,
maybe I should have.
You know, Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman.
The guy I like right now is a guy named Peter Zeihan. Now, he's more of a generalist than an economist.
Okay.
But I really like that 40,000-foot view because he also talks about things that are important like demographics and natural resources and how all of those
right.
work into the economy, especially if you want to know about a specific area. So a lot of the economic stuff can be pretty boring sometimes
sure.
When they're just talking about theory and numbers. But I like the generalist, Peter Zeihan, now. I mentioned him on your last show. He's got a new book out. It's called The End of the World is Just the Beginning. And he goes into what he sees for the next 30 to 50 years for America and for the world. And I would strongly encourage you to look him up on YouTube and to listen to his lectures.
Give me the name again.
Peter Zeihan.
Z-I-H-O-N?
Z-E-I-H-A-N.
Z-E-I-H-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Peter Zeihan. And he was recently in Nashville speaking to some investment firms down there. That's primarily, he is a middle-of-the-road guy politically.
Sure.
He really doesn't favor one side or the other. He just is a truth teller on economies, demographics,
sure.
What makes countries tick, what makes economies tick, all of that. So
good enough. Stephen Reynolds is going to be with us for the balance of the hour. Connor is on the board. He's going to kick us off right now, if you would. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer. And yes, for now, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that is a little rock and roll to kick you off tonight. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. Show is produced here at the studios, WGNS AM, 1450 FM, 100.5, 101.9. Like I said, FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach me and Stephen tonight, and we hope several of you will, at 893-1450. That's 893-1450. You can also send us a text to that number. Connor will be glad to give it to me or Stephen, or he'll read it over the air for you if you're a little too high or too shy to go on the air. How do you reach us? How do you see us? The good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM. That's that little, Stephen, have you told the kids, your kids, about the little receptacle in the dash of their cars called a radio? You can turn it dang on.
Yeah, they, I don't even think they watch TV much anymore.
Well, I can't say as I'd blame them for that. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, and you can reach us, my wife listens on Alexa. If she gets to see enough of me at the house, you can watch us live right now, News Radio WGNS on YouTube. We're on Facebook Live. Folks, there's a number of different ways. I got to see Angela tonight and Angie Renee. They were leaving as I came in or getting ready to leave. We got to talk just a little bit. And check her show out on WGNS at 6 o'clock. Simplicity every Sunday, and she's doing a great job. They're doing some great things. They're a faith-based program, but they're doing some great things around town. And, you know, Stephen, she's been here now several years. You know, it's like me and you've been hanging around here.
She has, and, you know, she's out there saving souls, Ed. We need more of that.
We need, yeah. I think we could use a lot of that. A lot of people are having one of those, as we say, all with all due respect to the good Lord, that come to Jesus meeting this week. And from Dow Futures, I was looking on CNN. It's not going to get much better in the next several days.
So tomorrow, historically speaking, will be a bloodbath on the market based on the futures.
Black Monday.
You're going to see margin calls tomorrow. Margin calls, if you don't follow the stock market or understand that, but basically they are bets, legal bets on what how they're going to perform. And when you start seeing margin calls that go bad, you start seeing liquidity issues in the lenders, which means the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, let's hope we don't have what they call contagion,
right,
which means this starts spreading to all of the banking
institutions. Like in 2008, 2009,
that's
with AIG
correct,
falling down.
That's
and everyone
correct.
Said, because I used to work for AIG, my father and I had always said, if AIG gets in trouble, we're all in trouble.
We're all
too big to fail. AIG was in trouble.
That's right. It took the U.S. taxpayers to bail them out.
Right.
There have been a lot of new laws and regulations put into place since all of that happened, which basically the banks cannot loan money beyond their liquidity, but it's hard to believe that they were allowed to do that in the first place.
Oh, Lord, yeah. But loaning money to people that could, all you had to do basically was sign your name.
That's right. But now these banks, they can only loan out what they're actually liquid. Now, mm-hmm. of course, there are some attempts to remove those regulations.
You think so?
Which would put us back into a desperate financial situation at some point in the future. But I'll tell you when it gets really scary, Ed, or for me, in 2007, 2008. Now, we have different fundamentals that are going on right now. Once again, I'm no economist here, and I'm not giving anyone financial advice.
No, we're not giving you financial advice.
But
no.
You have different fundamentals here. You've got a lot of regulations to prevent a lot of that. However, what's really scared me in 2007, 2008 is when the credit markets froze.
Yes. Right.
And if you understand anything about business, you can have a great profitable business, but you still need credit.
You have to.
And you have to have credit in order
to run your shelves.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. You're going
to
have a certain amount of credit
and operating capital. That's correct. And so when those credit markets froze, man, everything just stopped. Everything. Every business.
You can't operate.
Now, Lord, help us if that happens again. It's going to be bad, Ed. Everything that's going to happen in the economy, and we can get into that now if you want to. Tell me. But you know, I was saying earlier about the economists that I've read and the things that I've read up on. I'm certainly no economic major, anything like that. But tariffs are a policy, and we're talking about the tariffs.
No, but if I can, okay.
Yeah.
Steve,
yeah.
Hold what you've got. I know you got some notes there.
Yep.
I want to play this, and I've had Connor pull this up. Now, Rachel Maddow, and this is only about 3 or 4 minutes. Please bear with me. Bear with her. And this is courtesy of MSNBC via YouTube. And I want to play her where Trump got this wild idea for tariffs. Stephen, you may know this, you may not. I want you to hear this. Connor, go ahead.
And he found a book title that he thought was so cool. The title was Death by China. Oh, my God, that's so cool. That's so awesome. And that apparently was it. This quote from Vanity Fair. Trump gave Jared a summary of his views and then asked him to do some research. Kushner simply went on Amazon, where he was struck by the title of one book, Death by China, co-authored by a man named Peter Navarro. Jared then cold called Navarro, a well-known trade deficit hawk who agreed to join the team as an economic advisor. Navarro was a major advocate for an aggressive pro-tariff policy. Where did Peter Navarro get his idea that tariffs would be a good policy for America? What was his, like, backup for that conviction? Well, he did have backup from a real expert, who he cited in at least a half dozen of his books, including the one that Jared found on Amazon that fateful day. In all of his books, Peter Navarro has cited an economics expert to justify his views. And the economics expert he cites is somebody named Ron Vera, V-A-R-A, Ron Vera. When Trump won the presidency and entered the White House, this Ron Vera started circulating a memo around Washington in support of Trump using tariffs and trade policy. According to the New York Times, the memo had been, quote, sent from an email address purportedly belonging to Ron Vera. At one point, Ron Vera wrote in the memo that Trump could, quote, ride the tariffs to victory. Problem is, Ron Vera doesn't exist. He never has. The economics expert that Peter Navarro has long cited to explain why he's so gung-ho on tariffs, this person, Ron Vera, is a made-up person. He is a fictional person.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, player. Ron Vera is a fictional person. Go ahead.
Expert source, so he could quote this expert source over and over and over again in his crackpot books. Who is Ron Vera? Ron Vera is an anagram of Navarro, which is his last name. I mean, my name anagrams to Macho Waddler, but I don't see myself trying to talk you into doing what Macho Waddler wants, right? But that really is how the Trump administration crafted its tariff policy.
Okay, okay.
That's where Trump came up with the tariff idea.
And please turn Stephen's mic back on. Thank you. And thank you to MSNBC. How do you like that?
Ed.
Ron Vera, a made-up name. This is part of the reason. Mm-hmm. I won't say the entire, because Trump's always, but he got into this in his first term.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put that seed in his head. And you know how Trump is with, you know, Ron Fair. I've got to do tariffs. Yeah. He's been crazy about it ever since.
Right.
So, go ahead.
So, Ed, you know, economic theory, tariffs are a policy of an overall economic theory. I would call it protectionism, which we've tried before.
Sure.
It actually blows my conservative friends away when I tell them I can't believe you're following what the most extremist union members want, which is protectionism and tariffs to protect the policies here. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
Right.
Because suddenly they're standing up for the most extreme union and organized labor ideas, which is to protect the American products there. So,
which they were a product in the late 19th century and early 20th century. Yeah. That was the way it was done because we didn't have an income tax.
That's correct. And so now what's even blows my mind even more is we have liberal Democrats advocating for free trade. This used to be the opposite.
Right.
Most of my life, the conservatives advocated for free trade, and the liberals, who represented most of the union and organized labor,
right,
lobbied and tried to get tariffs in place to protect domestic production and the domestic workers. And so
sure.
We are living in the upside down again, it seems like. But once again, tariffs are a policy of an economic theory. So I've asked my friends who do support this, and what you'll hear is, well, the economic theory that we're now operating under is we have to burn it all down to fix it. We have to destroy this economy in order to save this economy. That is what they'll tell you. And it is the most insane
That's just crazy
policy or idea. It is a simple explanation for simple minds, Ed.
Yeah.
Now, I am not the smartest
dude. The quickest of quick fixes.
I am not the smartest dude in the world,
right,
okay?
Right.
And I'm sure not. Don't think I'm better than anybody. But I have never heard that in order to fix the economy, we have to destroy the economy first. And that is just so insane to me, and we're well on our way.
Yes, we are.
We'll talk about last week in 2 days, $6 trillion lost in 2 days
right.
of wealth. That is wealth that has been built. Now, it's hard for the average person, including myself, to wrap my mind around what a trillion really is.
I know.
But let me say, and please, callers, call in, mathematicians, let me know I'm wrong. If I'm not mistaken, a trillion is at 100 million billion. Okay? That is an extremely large number. And we lost $6 trillion in 2 days. I have friends that checked out their IRA, called me up, lost 27% in 48 hours of their retirement.
Yeah, I believe it.
Now, there are people that are even afraid to even look right now.
I would not doubt that at all.
And Ed, if fellas get, and ladies out there, and fellas like me and you, and you get a little long in the tooth, over 45, over 50, you lose 30% of your retirement savings in 2 days, there's not enough time left in our life to recover that back.
Especially, I'm 67, so
So if you're near retirement, if you're retired, and so I have a lot of smart friends, let's say, they started pulling their money out back in December. And they started taking on 5% CDs and 4% guaranteed rates, and they're happy as they could be. I even know people that have bought gold and silver that would never have even considered it before.
Right. Yeah.
But some folks saw this train, saw the bridge was out on the train we're on coming. And you know, let me just say this. I know some of your listeners out there tonight are saying, oh, Steve Reynolds, his Trump derangement syndrome is finally coming out. It's finally coming to the surface. Wanting our president to fail is like wanting the pilot of our plane to crash into the mountain.
No one wants anyone to fail. No, I mean,
I don't want Donald Trump to fail.
No.
Okay? Because what this means and what this is going to mean long term is people are going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their homes. They're going to lose their retirements. And it is going to bring misery. And we're going to look back at the malaise, if you will, at worst malaise economy of 2024. And we're going to wish that those days were still with us. So I just want people to wake up, and they are. I don't know if you saw the protests yesterday all over the country.
Yes, I've seen them, yes.
Of course, people say, well, those are organized protests. Well, buddy, all protests are organized. I've got news for you. You ever heard of a thing called Facebook?
I got a friend that went to one down in Nashville, and he said it was a very pleasant experience.
Yeah.
Nobody fighting and nobody burning anything
and
all that.
Let's hope we don't get to that point.
No, we don't want that. No.
Nobody wants anyone to break the law.
Nope.
But I think, unfortunately, if we continue down this economic path, we're only going to see things to continue to get worse. And you know, it's a combination. It's not just the stock market. You know, there are a lot of Americans, average Americans, that have their 401k or their IRA, and that's where they put part of their savings. Can you believe that there is a group of Americans that have tried to talk us to eliminate Social Security and put all of our money into the stock market?
No. I don't. That's been talked about. That's been batted about for years.
Now, can you imagine what the result would have been just last week? Now, we're going to wake up tomorrow, and they're liable to lose 5 or 6% again tomorrow.
I don't doubt it at all.
And so this notion that we should put all of our retirement into the private market at a high risk is just insane.
Well, common sense ingenuity has told us for years, you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
That's right.
That's what mama taught you.
That's right.
That's what daddy taught you.
Now, Ed, here's the second piece of that. Who are they going after? Okay, forget the stock market. Forget the tariffs for a minute. We can come back to that. Now, who else are they going after? They're going after the retirees and Social Security. They're going after the children. They're going after the disabled and taking all of their money away. And you know why, Ed? None of those people, they can't defend themselves.
No, they can't.
They don't have a lobby in Washington, D.C. looking out for them.
No.
And I think that Americans have to ask themselves morally, why are we doing this to our own people?
Well, that would be Congress.
Yeah.
Our senators and congressmen that are up there Well, if it costs me a vote, I'd love to do it. And they said that there are people that will tell you up there. You see them on the news. I've got friends in Congress. I got friends, a congressman or a senator that's on Democrats, and they tell you privately, this is not a good thing. It's going to ruin the country.
Yeah.
But I'm going to vote a certain way because it'll cost me votes. Yeah. This is insane.
It is. So here's the strange bedfellows that all of this is making. You know who's against all these tariffs? Rand Paul.
Yeah, I know.
Ted Cruz. I would never agree with on anything. They're actually standing up and talking about how bad this is going to be. It is a tax. It is a tax on the American consumer. Everybody get ready on back to the tariffs. Everybody get ready because you're going to pay more for everything.
Yes.
From your tennis shoes to your sunscreen to the lettuce at the grocery store.
That's right.
What it means is ultimately we will have fewer choices as consumers and we will pay higher prices.
Right.
And if you ask these folks that lost 30% of their retirement in 2 days last week, if I ask them, and I've said, hey, you know, they talk about how the Democrats are always going to raise taxes. You'd rather have your taxes raised $5,000 a year or lose 30% of your retirement? They all say they would rather have their taxes raised because it would cost them less money.
And Democrats have never proposed that.
Yes.
$5,000 is a huge mark you pulled out of the air.
If we pulled $5,000 out of everybody, well, Lord, we would solve a lot of problems really fast. I'm telling you, man, we hadn't seen nothing yet, Ed. If this continues, and I know we've got to go to a break here a little bit.
Yes.
But we will talk about local economies, what I'm seeing. The industry that I'm in, we typically are the first to feel. We're literally the canary in the coal mine.
True.
And so when we come, we got a call, we come back from the break, I'll tell you what I'm seeing locally, what I think's happening right here in Middle Tennessee.
Stephen Reynolds is our guest, and we're talking tariffs, and we're talking, well, I'm going to tell you tonight, I wish I had that extra hour that I gave up months ago. All right, Connor, we're going to go to our first break. Ed Raymer, Edwin Lee Raymer Show, we'll be right back. Callers, please wait on the line. Be patient, please. We will be with you back right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry. If you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I love the women, the song, and the carrying on. I had a real good time.
Yes, I did. Oh, Delbert nailed it on that one. I love the women, the song, and the carrying on. I had a real good time. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. You're with us.
Mr. Rainer, Mr. Reynolds, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. If Kentucky was in the finals, we'd be a lot better.
Well, Stephen would. I told you that Tennessee beat, but they still couldn't go to the Final Four.
You know, we were talking about tariffs and the economy, you know.
Hey, Stephen, what's regular season Rick going to do? Another brother said, hell season, baby, you want to learn love.
Oh.
He's got a lifetime contract. You want to, we'll sign tomorrow. 25 more years and keep on going because he won't ever get no Final Four in Tennessee. I don't care what kind of talent he's got.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, we can't all be Duke and we can't all be Kentucky, you know.
Hey, Bruce the cheater. That whip last night. Bruce the cheater. Cheated all his life. He keeps coming out of that wound, so he keeps cheating on. How about Puke last night? They look pretty good, too. It's Houston, so I hope Houston wins myself. I like to see when they ever won a championship, so they've got a great tradition, but nonetheless. But and Layball's couldn't make the Final Four. I guess Caldwell's gone. She ain't done nothing. Sweet 16, she'll be gone here pretty soon, so don't get y'all new co-chair. But I did want to talk a little bit about these tariffs, guys. I know in Kentucky they've got about a $9 billion bourbon industry, and it's killing them right now.
Yep.
Of course, all the floods is killing them, too. Over there. They got enough water to...
Yep.
Like Tennessee's got.
And oh, yeah. Sure.
And, of course, Jack Daniels, I'm sure y'all heard about when the tariffs first came out in Canada, there was a store up there.
Yeah.
They had a preemptive layoff, Jeff. They knew what was coming, and they
Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and you know that is one of the highest paying starting jobs in the state of Tennessee. Starts out a little bit over $60,000 for a new right down there in Moore County, Tennessee. One of the highest starting salaries in the state of Tennessee.
Wow. I did not know that.
And because of these tariffs, I can't remember how much they lost last time this guy was president, but it was in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Jack Daniels.
It's gonna be billions this time. You know what Trump thinks about the word tariffs? You know what he thinks about tariffs? Steve, have you heard what he said about it?
No. Tell me.
He said tariffs is the best word in the dictionary. It's better than love.
Better than love. God. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Great.
It's the best word in Webster's.
Yeah.
Best word no ever created.
Yeah, you look at the Canadians.
I don't doubt it.
The Canadians love Tennessee whiskey. They're taking it all off the shelf. They're even boxing it up and sending it back to us.
Well, one store I heard is putting it. One store they're putting it in storage till tariffs come off.
Mm-hmm. They're all canceling their vacation plans. The average foreigner spends $5,000 per vacation. So this summer, our hotel, and of course, Tennessee's heavy on the tourist industry.
Sure.
We rely on now, you know, basically tourism built the Smoky Mountains and built Nashville, Tennessee, and a lot of places, Memphis, Chattanooga.
What about the Smoky Mountains? They said if you go to Nashville Park this summer, it's going to be a whole lot different.
Well, yeah.
They ain't gonna be stealing.
There's gonna, right? Nobody's going to be getting paid to pick up the trash. You know,
it's just
very simple things that most people don't appreciate in their average life. Ed, I've coined a new phrase. I call it required by civilization and hated by almost everyone. And that would be that would be trash mounds.
Sure, I know.
Landfills, that would be rock quarries. I'm very familiar with that.
No, you're
required by civilization, but hated by everyone.
Right.
And so, you know, these things, as much as we don't like them, they have to exist.
That's right.
We have to have someone to tend to the trash in the Smoky Mountains.
I'm telling you.
And otherwise, we're going to destroy our beautiful landmark that we have up there. But
Stephen, or you can tend to the bears come out there, they'll tend to it for you.
Yeah, well, maybe
the
bears,
Jeff, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it.
Like I said, terror's the greatest word, and also Vietnam's in some terrorists too, gets no more clothes or anything. Some Vietnam, so y'all get your clothes bought now. So, y'all have a good week.
Great hearing from you, Jeff.
Talk to y'all later. See y'all.
Take care.
Talk to you later. We've got another caller. We have a caller on the line right now. Yes, caller, go ahead. You're with us.
Hey, Ed, it's Terry. I was just calling.
Hello, Terry.
Hey there. You got a very intelligent gentleman on the microphone there.
Is that because he's a Volunteer fan?
No, I did not know that.
There's another plus right there.
We're still ahead in the baseball, by golly.
That's right. That's right, national champions.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Terry, tell us what you're thinking.
Well, I would think maybe a million people at least demonstrated yesterday, wouldn't you think?
I would say at a minimum all over the country, there was a large turnout.
I forget what the numbers are.
And, of course, it's hard to put a number on all of that, but really just the fact that people are already organizing this summer, it could be wild.
Well, I had this note, fellas, more than 1,000 protests in the nation Saturday alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Terry, a friend of mine, I don't know. Terry, you're out of Knoxville, right?
That's correct.
Did y'all have a protest up in Knoxville? I didn't know if you did or not.
Absolutely.
You did. Mm-hmm. We had one in Nashville. A friend of mine wound up at it, and it was very peaceful, very good, organized. Mm-hmm. And he said it was really a great event. Mm-hmm. He was glad he went.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that concerns me is if you're a billionaire, you don't care about that.
That's right.
All you care about is money.
That's right.
So I'm suggesting that we organize to commit economic boycotts on these companies. I mean, they're still in our funds, and they're still in our Social Security and all of our government. Why
True.
Can't we just go ahead and commit a little bit of our own good trouble.
Absolutely. I you know, obviously the consumer has choices. Those choices are going to get a lot narrower or a lot fewer in the future. But absolutely, consumers have a right to do that, and like-minded people have a right to organize and to do that.
I don't understand. I do not understand. If you've got a society that has less money to spend, and I mean, now here in Rutherford County, and Terry, I don't know if y'all have this. I think you probably do. You're at UT up there, and you've got a lot of kids around. But the restaurants down here are full. Stephen, you were on the phone the other night. You were telling me a new, just a Taco Bell opened up. They're around.
They're wrapped around the building
block.
New Taco Bell.
I mean, just for a Taco Bell to get a taco. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
And all the restaurants are full. People are spending money. Now, you take that away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't understand why a person would want to see a society.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Ned Ray, my favorite governor of the state of Tennessee in
Ned
my
Ray
lifetime.
McWhorter.
Ned Ray McWhorter. He said that a good job is the best social program out there.
That's true.
And I still believe that to be true. And anyway, but you know, Terry, people are going to become more and more enraged with what's going on, especially as the economic circumstances. The thing about all of this is that it was unnecessary.
I know.
This is self-inflicted. And so I would strongly encourage everyone listening to contact the U.S. senators, your U.S. congressmen, your state representatives, everyone.
Whether you voted for them or not.
Whether you voted for them or not, and beg them to please put an end to this unnecessary pain that the American people are about to go through.
I really believe he's deliberately trying to destroy the country. I really believe that.
Well, I think you make a really solid case for that.
I think you do, Terry, but I don't understand why men and women, some, would want to destroy a country that has been so good to you.
It all goes back to that economic... Yeah.
That's right. But Steve knows it's about money.
Yeah.
They want to cripple the country, take over our institutions, our government, and then privatize it or allow it to be taken over for billionaires for profit.
That's exactly right.
But the
right.
system we had, fellas, has been so good for so long. If it wasn't for FDR, none of us would probably be sitting here today.
This is true.
I mean, and we went back and crunched the numbers, and what FDR proposed, along with what President Biden proposed, President Biden wanted to invest $2 trillion. FDR, when he did it in today's dollars, was the equivalent of $1.9 trillion.
So about the same in today's
dollars.
So
every 60, 70 years, you're going to have to spend $2 trillion, or the equivalent thereof at that time,
That's right.
And Stephen, you know this, and Terry, I don't know if you know Stephen or not, but he's an infrastructure man. Concrete and gravel's his game. He's been in a gravel pit since he was a child, you know.
And I can tell you, all around Tennessee right now, they're building water treatment plants that they never would have had the money to build.
Right.
They're building new highways out here, the New Salem Highway here in Rutherford County,
right.
Highway 99. Had
right.
they not received the money from the infrastructure bill, they said it would have taken 25 years. And anyone that lives on that side of town understands that 25 years would have seemed like 25,000 years.
Well, and goodness knows the money you've got to get to Knoxville every fall when the football games start.
That's
we all
correct.
Know that. And, Terry, you know good and well Interstate 40 is jammed.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
And we have a small laboratory up there in Oak Ridge. It's kind of important, Terry. Yep.
That infrastructure bill, you know who will take credit for it, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Well,
I
don't care if he'll act like he's got some sense. I don't care if
yeah.
he'll take I'll let Stephen Reynolds take credit for it. But if it'll just work. Terry, I don't mean to push you. I thank you so much for your call. I appreciate your patronage to this show. I really do. We've got other callers on the line. O'Connor's waiting
right
now.
All right, buddy. Okay,
thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling, Terry.
Terry Livingston is out of Knoxville, Tennessee, everyone. And they feel the crunch up there as well. Stephen,
yep.
we've got another caller.
Yes.
Go ahead, Connor. Caller, go ahead. We're right here waiting on you.
Understands that 25 years would have seemed like 25,000 years.
Oh, you have to turn your radio you down
turn
there,
your
caller.
Radio down, yeah.
Well, when the football games.
Hello.
Brad and Jerry, you know good and well Interstate 40 is jammed.
Yep.
And we have a small
I guess that's probably a...
Oak Ridge is kind of important, Terry. That's
yeah.
Infrastructure bill. You know who will take credit for it, don't you?
Oh, I do.
All right. I guess we can move on,
Ed. Yes, I don't care if you say, I'll let Stephen Reynolds take
credit another call.
For it. But if it will work, Terry.
Yeah, he's not talking.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Caller, you're going to have to call back. We got another caller?
No, that's the only one.
Okay.
Okay, the lines are open, folks. You're free to call. But you got to turn your radio down when you call. Here we go.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. But now I'm going to tell you, Terry is a good fellow. Terry Livingston is a good fellow, and he's up there. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's got some good Democrats that are up there in Knoxville.
Absolutely, you know? And they do a really good job up there in Knoxville, too, with
right.
everything they're up against. You know what I call those folks over in East Tennessee? They're real Republicans over there. They're actual Republicans.
Here's
know?
Our caller. Okay, let's see who we've got on this line. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing fine. Who have we got here, please?
My name is Arnold J. White. I live in Smyrna.
Hello, AJ. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm sitting here watching y'all on my 45-inch TV. You're on YouTube.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like there, Arnold.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if either one of y'all have ever heard of a man named Richard J. Murphy.
Richard J. Murphy. No, that doesn't ring a bell.
No.
He's from, I think he's from England.
Okay.
And I think he's an economist.
Okay.
But if you will search his name on YouTube, Richard Murphy,
mm-hmm.
and the title of his video is What is Trump's Grand Plan? It's about 10 minutes long.
Okay.
And it's definitely worth 10 minutes of your time. He said he tried to figure out why all this is happening, why Trump is doing what he's doing. And I believe he's hit it directly on the head. And it's basically, it's just the rich folks want to stay rich, but he lays out, you know, what they expect, what Trump is expecting to happen from all of his actions. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Hey, Jay, I'm glad you did. It is so good to hear from you. Since Stephen got out of the campaign and minutes, well, don't get to see each other, it seems like, anymore. And
yeah.
I do appreciate you. I want to have you on. You been writing any books lately?
No, I'm still trying to promote the one that I wrote.
Okay. All right.
And, I guess I'm going to stay at that for a while.
Give me the name of that book, please.
Mine?
Yes.
It's Divine 9/11 Intervention, A True Story.
Divine 9/11 Intervention, A True Story.
And if you Google that along with my name, Arnold J. White, it will bring it up.
Good. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Arnold.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you so much. Good man right there. He's a good man. He's one of your biggest supporters.
Well, he's always working, Ed. He's always working for candidates. He's always trying to help folks.
The person y'all couldn't hear called.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. We've got a caller. We've had to cut you off. We're sorry. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Chloe.
Oh, man, I had
Chloe
to cut
Cerruti.
Chloe off. Oh, no.
Yeah. Hi, Chloe.
Hi there.
Chloe,
hey,
are you
calling
in?
Because I want your listeners to know that Murfreesboro now has its own indivisible branch.
Okay.
This is the group that organized all those protests around the country.
Okay.
And so we now have our own branch so that people can join so that they can start protesting.
Well,
goodness,
Chloe,
you don't
say
and,
these protests are organized. You don't say, Chloe. They say, well, these protests are, I know for a fact these protests are organized. You don't say, Chloe, that people get on Facebook or get on social media and organize a protest.
Exactly. And the one we just had on Saturday was a great one. We had 250 people, and we hardly even advertised. So it was a good turnout, and a lot of people are very unhappy. And, Stephen, it raises the question, are you planning to run for office anytime soon?
Chloe, I am not.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I've got a lot of things going on in my life right now. And, you know, I certainly appreciate the interest, and a lot of folks are asking the same question. And you know what, though, Chloe? We need people like you. We need warriors to keep fighting out there.
That's exactly right.
And I want to bring up the Democrat Party here in the state of Tennessee. They did what's called their reorganization this past weekend all over the state.
Matt Fee is now the chairman of the party?
Chairman
correct?
Here at Rutherford
Chloe,
County.
Chloe, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Matt
no,
now?
No, that's correct.
I'm correct. Okay.
And I would like to congratulate all of them, including my own brother, who has recently relocated back to Tennessee up in Warren County and was elected as the vice chair of the Warren County Democratic
Party.
You brought
that up. Right, yeah.
Very proud of him for throwing his name out there and willing to get involved. And, Chloe, we continue to need people like you to help manage the resistance, Chloe, and I just appreciate everything that you do.
Well, thank you for encouraging people to reach out to their legislators, because
yes.
that's who we're going to need to rely upon to try to fix
that's right.
Or put a halt to some of these
yes.
atrocities.
So yes.
We need our legislators to do their job.
So I would like to bring up one other. Chloe's brought up the Indivisible group that has its own Murfreesboro location
right.
now.
Okay.
We've mentioned the Democratic
right.
Party here. And I would also like to bring up a new political action committee that is just now forming here in Middle Tennessee. It's called the Volunteer Party Political Action Committee. And what these guys, and these are folks with real resources, and they are looking to support local, hyper-local candidates, candidates that want to talk about the trash issue, candidates that want to talk about the traffic issue or housing issues, and they're raising real money, and they're going to support candidates, left-leaning candidates primarily, who are interested in running and are obviously interested in money. As you know, Ed, votes are great, but you need a lot of money if you're going to be in a campaign.
That's what it's turned
into.
And right.
So there's always a contest, it seems. The Democratic Party and left-leaning folks have to form, and you know this, Ed, as a candidate, in order to win here and many places, you have to form a broad coalition of people. That would be people who vote Democrat or people who are open to voting for a Democrat. And although we may not all agree on all the same issues, Ed, you and I probably can't agree where we're going to go to dinner tonight, if I had to guess. My advice to all of these groups, and especially to the local party here in Rutherford County, is to embrace all of these various groups that are trying to help in different ways, whether it be Indivisible, whether it be the Volunteer Party, Political Action Committee. You need to embrace these folks, even though they may not necessarily align with everything that you have.
Right.
We have got to muster support from all angles. And this means, here's something else, too. And, you know, Chloe, you, if you're still on the line, but you, I think, Chloe, you'll agree with this. People can change their opinions over the course of a lifetime.
Sure.
People can change their position. People can change who, what they actually believe. People can become more educated. So we could take someone who's been voting for a Republican their whole life. They could suddenly decide that they want to change. And so we have to embrace everyone that's willing to listen, and we have to embrace the kitchen table issues. Chloe, would you agree? The kitchen table issues is where we have to focus.
Certainly. And we need more voices to be a part of that dialogue.
Yes. Yes, we do. And whether we're talking about the hyper-local issues, like the Volunteer Party is focusing on, or whether we're talking about the big, broad national issues, we have the time to embrace everyone is now, and not to be ideologues. This is the problem with the extremists on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
They say, if you don't agree with me 100%,
yeah.
You're not one of me.
And just want to close the door on them, and you can't do
you
that.
You cannot
no.
do that. You have to embrace anyone with an open mind that's willing to listen and willing to maybe do something different than they've ever done before. And so, Chloe, thanks for calling in, Chloe.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure to listen to you, and thank you, Ed, for getting such good guess.
Chloe, thanks. Let me ask you one thing. You and Aaron, y'all still live in Innsbruck?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay. I have assessed a 10% tariff over there of everyone that lives in that community. So the value of a house every year, you'll just send me 10% of that value. How's that sound?
Yeah, right. Good luck.
Tell
good
Aaron luck, I'll be luck. Waiting for the check, okay?
Okay.
Great
Chloe,
to hear from
thank you,
Chloe.
Thank you so much.
Now.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Fine lady right there.
Yeah, Chloe has been active for a long time. You know, Ed, there, Mr. White, there are just people out there that are warriors.
They're just regular folks.
They're just normal.
They want what's best for regular people.
They do, and they're normal people, and they just want what's best for everybody, and they're out there fighting all the time, and I can't tell you. You know, when I ran, Ed, it took a lot out of me.
Oh, yes, I knew it did. Yeah, you lost a lot of weight. Because it's summertime, and I've told those candidates that June, July, and August.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, people, it's fun. No, I didn't see you having much fun.
Well, I enjoy retail part of campaigning. Most politicians don't.
Meet people, shaking hands.
Yeah, that's the best part to me, is getting to know people and talking to people and hearing what they've got, what they think, and what they have in mind. But it takes a lot to be active in your community, and people are just trying to work and trying to live and trying to feed their kids and trying to get them to school on time and go to the doctor and take care of them.
Well, and as you know, get to ball games and dance practice and band concerts and all that.
That's right.
And you've been part of that. You used to coach baseball.
Coach baseball for 17 years. Yeah.
You and Jeff Jordan, participated in that.
Yep.
And several others that I know. We have a caller on the line.
Another caller.
I'm sorry.
Good deal.
One more. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Ed and Steven. This is Carolyn Cox.
Oh, Steven. Hi, Carolyn. Yeah.
Carolyn,
hi.
Are you in jail again? What's going on?
Yeah. Not tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay. Carolyn Cox, go ahead, please. What's going on?
I'm just calling to just say ditto on everything that Steven has said. I was listening early on, and then I had to take a call, and then I caught him right towards the end when he was talking about everybody working together and really in order to have a successful campaign at the local level in particular, it's going to take all of us working together and being able to relate to every individual, because one of the things that I know for sure is that we have so much more in common than we have differences. And just like he mentioned, everyday folks, simply we're trying to take our kids to school, you know, making sure that we're taking care of our grandbabies, planning for retirement, and it's going to be even tougher now, as he stated earlier. And Stephen, I just want you to know that you are a voice that has been missed. And we need you, we want you, we embrace you, we love you, and welcome back.
Thank you, Carolyn. You guys are trying to draw me in. I'm telling you, I told Ed, it's just gravity takes over. Thank you, Carolyn. That's very kind of you to say. And we do have to, everyone has a different way of expressing themselves and of trying to help. And the last thing we need to do is to discourage anyone who wants to help get moderate, left-leaning candidates elected, whether it be locally, on the state level, or on the national level. And I'll tell you, we do have to keep fighting, obviously. The things have gotten a little nuts. They're going... The field is going to be very fertile. I'm predicting a wipe right now unless they do a complete change in 2 years, over the next 2 years. Unless they do a 180, I think the Democrats are going to come in, control the House, control the Senate on a federal level, and Trump will essentially be a lame duck president again, just like the first time, and won't be able to do anything.
Right. Yeah.
But here locally, some small gains, if we can get folks like Carolyn Cox elected to the city council, if we can get Miss Hope Oliver. I've never had the pleasure of meeting her, but I know
she's...
I've never met Hope.
She's great. She's fantastic.
She's on the county commission. If we could just make small steps here.
That's what I've said. I'll take that one or two candidates.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have to have a whole blanket of them.
You know, momentum is a real thing, Ed. It's a real thing in economies.
Right.
It's a real thing in politics. And so you have to get a little momentum going in order to continue, like a snowball effect, obviously.
Agreed.
Right? So, anyway, thank you for the kind words, Carolyn. It's a pleasure hearing from you.
You are so welcome. And look, there will be those of us that are going to be coming, seeking your advice. So even if you're not running for an office, you've got so much wisdom and so much knowledge and so many connections that will help all of us when we are ready to make that move. And again, it's going to take all of us together trying to seek that common goal that's going to make the difference. So thank you for what you do. And Ed, as always, it is a pleasure, sir. And we look forward to talking real soon.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for those kind comments, and I'll get you that $5 next time I see you. Thanks for calling in.
I just need you and Stephen, at my 40th, at our 40th anniversary for my sorority, Rutherford County Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta. April Ryan is going to be our guest speaker. Fellas, we need y'all there.
I'd love to be there, Carolyn.
We'll talk.
I would. You know, April Ryan. Now, she spoke at one of your events 2 or 3 years ago, right?
She did. She is actually an honorary member.
She's a member of your sorority, right? Yeah.
She is a member of the sorority, and
right.
Absolutely that White House correspondent. It is. We are going to have a time.
That sounds like it. Yeah.
Stephen, and it will be good to have you there. There will be folks that I want to personally introduce you to, again, because we need you out there. We need your voice. And so don't, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back in order to take a step forward, and we're looking for you to move forward and flourish within our community.
But now, Stephen, understand there will be folks also that she just practically does not want us anywhere near.
Look, that would only be you, Ed.
Well,
okay?
Now, listen, let Judge drop those charges. I mean, it was mistaken identity. And
Carolyn, I'm very humbled by your words, and thank you so much. And I would love to join you at this event, and just thank you so much.
Yes, Carolyn, thank keep us posted, please. Really?
Absolutely. We'll do it. Thank you. You guys take care.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Bye-bye. Cox, thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Stephen, we're going to have to get out of here. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Another great show,
Callers,
Ed.
Thank you all. I mean, man, we've had a bunch tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. People are listening. People are getting involved. People, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so, you know.
I couldn't be happier.
That's great, Ed. And thanks for having me on again tonight. And I'll be glad to join you anytime. You know.
I'm telling you, these people, y'all are something else. I really, this is something, really. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I appreciate being here and thanking folks for listening to me. And I could probably go on for another 2 hours, Ed, as you know.
Oh, God, couldn't we all?
We didn't even get to the meat of the stuff I really wanted to talk about tonight.
But we've got time. We'll get back to that later on.
Absolutely.
Stephen Reynolds has been our guest. Thank you, Stephen. Callers, thank you all from the east to the west of the great state of Tennessee and there on. Connor, thank you. Ed Raymer, we're going to go out with some advertisements. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for your calls. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.